Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. I want you to make sure you spend time talking to people who understand what you do. I've always been proud to say I love going to therapists or having coaches, but my therapist doesn't understand me as an orthodontist. They don't understand my life. My coach understands me, but even then doesn't really get it the way my friends do. So if you're feeling a little bit alone, feel like you need to talk to somebody, you can always reach out to me on Facebook, but reach out to somebody you know in the ortho space. Talk to them, say hello to them. And for all it's worth, if you have the chance to go away with another orthodontist or peers of yours, do it.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger, your host. And if you've been following me at all on social media, you know that recently I came back from a trip of a lifetime. I went with about 30 members of my Orthopreneurs R&D group. We went to Dubai for about 5 days and then the Maldives for about 5 to 6 days. All in all, gone for about 12 days. Just got some, actually got some great CE in both locations where we just enjoyed each other's company, talked about a lot of practice management. But, you know, it illustrates something really important that I want to just take a few minutes to talk about. If you've heard me talk about this a bunch of times as well. If you go to a dinner party, a barbecue, you know, any sort of get together, when you start talking to people, even friends of yours who you know for decades, and you start talking about life, there's going to be some real commonalities that we all share. There's going to be things that we all agree on, things that we can relate to. Maybe it's about a ball game or a team you root for or the weather. These are things we all have in common. But when we really want to get down to the nuts and bolts, doing what we do for a living can be very lonely. There are not that many people when we talk at these dinner parties or barbecues or church picnics or wherever you might be who really understand our life. See, what we do on a day-to-day basis is unlike what 99% of your friends do on a daily basis. And this doesn't matter whether or not you're in an OSO or you practice privately. We are the CEO of a company working all day long with the line worker who's working the factory all day long. We run businesses and we're entrepreneurs. We have to market. We have to deal with inbound and outbound leads. We have to deal with sales and understanding sales numbers, as well as training a sales staff. We have to deal, like I said before, with the line worker on the factory producing the product. We have to do quality control. So most of the people you know who might be an attorney, a physician, they might be a technician. They do a job, but somebody else is in charge of the billing in the firm or in the practice, and it's not their problem. But we handle it all. And what I'm getting at is it can be a very lonely place to be. Sure, we go home and speak to our spouses or our best friends or anybody who will listen, but they don't really get it the way we get it. And being away with my 30 or so friends and their spouses from our group allowed me the opportunity to talk to them, and they got me and they understood me. And what I'm getting at in all of this is if you don't have a peer group to talk to, if you feel lonely about this stuff, reach out to me. You know, again, the Orthopreneurs R&D group is great, but it may not be for everybody. At the end of the day, there's a geographic exclusivity, and many people are blocked from even being in there. But this isn't about that group. This is about you having people to talk to. And that's what the Orthopreneurs Facebook group is about. That's why getting together with our peers is so important, whether it's at Summit or some other meeting you're going to. I want you to make sure you spend time talking to people who understand what you do. I mean, I've always been proud to say I love going to therapists or having coaches, but my therapist doesn't understand me as an orthodontist. They don't understand my life. My coach understands me, but even then doesn't really get it the way my friends do. So if you're feeling a little bit alone, you feel like you need to talk to somebody, you can always reach out to me on Facebook, but reach out to somebody you know in the ortho space. Talk to them. Say hello to them. And for all it's worth, if you have the chance to go away with another orthodontist or peers of yours, do it. Because between lunch and dinner, when you're sitting at the beach or you're walking around the winery or whatever it is you may be doing at an art museum or what have you, the conversations that will fill that space will change your life. The conversations that talk about, I'm facing this problem and I know you are too, how do we help each other solve it, is just immeasurable in its value. So again, this isn't about any one particular group. This isn't about any one particular meeting. It's not about one particular trip. It's about me just telling you the obvious, which I think you've probably learned already if you've been practicing for a while, or maybe you haven't figured it out if you're newer, that your friends will fill certain voids in your life, but there will always be that little itch you can't scratch with them because they don't understand what it is you do on a day-to-day basis, because all you do is straighten teeth. You go to work, you barely do anything, doc. You've heard it from patients. You point and tell them what to do. Right? That's how people view us. At the end of the day, we work our tails off doing so much more than people see. Pat yourself on the back for doing it successfully, because no matter where you are in life, you're doing it successfully. You've got to practice. You're working somewhere. And just know, I'm always here for you if you ever need anything. And if you ever want to get together with like-minded people who will pat you on your back and you have a chance to pat theirs and to talk about life, sign up for the summit. Go to opsummit2024.com. It's at sea, it's on a ship, and I promise you, the conversations you're going to have between breakfast, lunch, and dinner or your excursion on Cozumel potentially are not only going to warm your soul, but they're going to change your practice. Wishing you a great day, and know that I'm always here for you with anything you need. Take care.